Good afternoon. You're listening to Eye on the Valley right here on CIVL 101.7 FM, broadcasting to the Fraser Valley from the University of the Fraser Valley's Ebbsport campus on the traditional and unceded territory of the Stolo people. I have a very special episode for you, an interview with Trenton Poy, past president of the Ebbsport Rotary Club, and also a business owner, president of Mountain View Insurance, and we will be talking about what the Rotary Club does to help nonprofits in the city of Ebbsport and also insurance in the Fraser Valley. Thank you for joining us. I have the great privilege and pleasure to be joined by Trenton Poy, the president of Mountain View Insurance and also a key member of the Ebbsport Rotary Club. Thank you, sir, for joining us.
Oh, my pleasure.
My first question is about the Rotary Club. We've talked about the Rotary Club in depth in several interviews in the past. Can you explain to our listeners in the Fraser Valley how much work the Rotary Club does in the Fraser Valley?
I think we do a fair amount. We do a lot of kind of charitable works. So, for instance, we do the Little Free Libraries in Abbotsford. We do the Science Fair and Heritage Fair. We help support those. We, in the past, have built up to 16 playgrounds over the years, although we haven't done any recently, but we're looking to partner with the city to hopefully do one this fall or next spring. And we do lots of kind of, I said, we help, in the past, we've helped with other Rotary Clubs, San Catino, and we help the mall of what we call the Transition Society, which is a society of disabled people kind of making wheelchairs for other disabled people. So there's lots of things to do. The other thing with the Rotary Club is it's a lot of fellowship. We meet once a week. There's three clubs in Abbotsford. So I'm with the morning club, but there's an afternoon club, and then there is an evening club. And it's great fellowship. You meet lots of great people, and it's a good way to be connected in the community.
And how many members are in your morning club? I've visited a few times as a guest, but can you elaborate on membership?
We have about 22 members in our club. I think the noon club has about 40. I could be off. And I believe the evening club has about 20, somewhere in that range.
You also do a lot of fundraising events like dances and stuff. Can you elaborate on that?
Yeah, we this year did a spring dance. We normally had a St. Patrick's Day dance, but we, of course, had to postpone it for the last 2 years. So we did a spring dance. I think we raised about $5,000 to $7,000. And then also we did strawberry sales. So we have annual strawberry sales. And we, you know, it varies between the years, but we can raise about $10,000 to $15,000 on that one. So, and then we use those proceeds to, of course, do the works in the community.
A few years back, you were describing one project that I found very interesting. It was when you were making libraries, places where people can go get books for free. Can you elaborate on those?
Yeah, we do the Little Free Library program. I believe we have about 15 little libraries in the various kinds of Mill Lake. We have one at Saddle Park and one at the park just off of McKee and Marshall. And so what it is we stock it with usually children's books, but not exclusively children's books. People can take a book for free, and they can also deposit a book for free. And so we tried to do that. We had to shut it down a bit for COVID, but we're bringing it back, of course, there. And it's a way of kind of, I think, like I said, we've been able to, over the 8 years that we've done it, we've been able to do about 100,000 books. I'd have to check with that, but I know it's an impressive figure of just free books out into the community.
And a couple more questions on the Rotary Club before I move on to our last topic.
Sure.
You also fix up playgrounds, if I'm not mistaken, or you used to as a Rotary Club. Can you elaborate on that?
We have in the past. We haven't done recently because there hasn't been the same need. But in the past, we partnered with the district of Abbotsford. And, I think we did one with the school district. But we helped fund, it was 16 playgrounds. And we also would do some of the work in installing it. So it was good. Like I said, we're hoping to do one this upcoming year. We're just working with the city right now. I believe it's the park in East Abbotsford that was damaged. Like I said, I'm trying to... the park, but And back to the community, right? So we help fundraise, and like I said, obviously partner with the city, and you feel really good when you see kids are able to play and enjoy the facilities.